This podcast is brought to you in association with SellerAmp, sourcing analysis simplified.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show. I'm your man. I'm still in the kitchen. Des Hamilton. Thank you to our sponsors. SellerAmp SaaS, continue to support the show. They are hands down the best sourcing analysis software for your Amazon selling journey. Now, let's get into the show because, yeah, this is going to be the penultimate episode of the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show as you currently know it. I know, I didn't expect this to be a thing, right? You need to bear with me on this because this last week has been a spiritual awakening that I have never known. The change in me in such a short space of time has shocked me. It's been a hell of a week. And I have put an awful lot of things in place, freeing up my time. So I'm no longer feeling like the plate spinner, the hustler, the guy that is throwing as much shit at the wall to see what sticks. I'm not doing it anymore because I know I found the model that's going to set me up for life. I know I found the business thing. I know I found the thing that I can hang my hat on and go, that's me. That's what I want to throw everything I bleeding am at, because this is the thing that's going to turn me into the person I want to be and help me live the life I want to live with the values that I've got, the ethics that I've got, and kick on. And it's been amazing. So as you know, if you've been following my journey, Luke and I, we started this TikTok shop thing back in July last year. I mean, we're not far away from a full sale year. Wow. But we started this thing back in July. Luke and I, at the time, we were doing social media stuff. We were doing Amazon FBA specifically. We were heavy on Amazon FBA. Social media content, which brought in brand revenue. We both produced a mentoring program for Amazon FBA, as well as eBooks. We were providing services to people. We were doing YouTube ad revenue. We were doing affiliate marketing. The hustle, right? And then TikTok Shop came along. And we started testing the concept. And we started seeing that this thing was real. Then we built the community and we announced it, and 650 people signed up in the first 4 hours. How could you not say that with a smile on your face? Bloody hell. I'll never forget that Luke rang me up as I'm sitting at the computer because we had technical issues that day. An email didn't go out that was meant to go out, and I was chasing. And then it finally went, and Luke rang me up and his face was bright red. And he was going, watch my screen. And it was ping, 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 ping. New member. That was amazing. That will stick with me for life. A lot of those people, and it may have been you, and if it was you, I'm so grateful. You signed up without even knowing what it was. You signed up because me and Luke were on it. Some of you signed up because of me. Some of you signed up because it was Luke. Some of you signed up because it was both of us. But you didn't even know what the model was. And we promised you it could make thousands a month, thousands a week sometimes. And here we are. That was October, 6 to 7 months later. And we've had people making £4,000 in a day. We've had my mate Dan, who made £8,000 in February. And he's made close to that in March. I think he may even be above it now. The things that we said were happening are happening. But what's really, really important now is that we've pivoted and we've turned that community into an agency. And it's an agency that's focused on the people, because that's what Luke and I do. We focus on the people. But now we have 1,000 people, 1,000 affiliates in our umbrella that we can go to brands with and say, look what we can get. And some of the brands we've signed have been outrageous. There are rooms we shouldn't be in, but we found ourselves in rooms. And then once we are in rooms, people can see Luke and I for exactly who we are, and they believe in the model. They believe in us, because we've got this dynamic. And for years and years and years, I've battled this imposter syndrome, this feeling of not being worthy. Not anymore. We know exactly who we are. I know exactly who I am. I know exactly what I bring to a table. I know when I walk into a meeting room, people listen, because I've got the numbers behind me now. So what I've decided to do is step into a director's shoes. And it means I can't be the hustling guy anymore. It's fascinating, right? I love Amazon FBA. I love it. I still do it. I need to make that really clear. Not only do I do it, I know I'm good at it. And I know I'm good at communicating how I can help new people get in there in a transparent way that isn't filled with false dreams and promises and sunshine and lollipops, because it's just not true. And I'm still the guy that, look, I'm only 2.5 years ahead of you. It's not long. And look what I've done. Amazon FBA is the foot in the door. So SellerAmp SaaS, I still believe in that. It's a hell of a program. It's a hell of a software. And it's a hell of a thing that you need as an Amazon starter. The communities that I was a part of, I've now had to step away because I know I need to spin plates. This podcast is another thing. So this is only one of two podcasts that I'm part of. I'm sure you know. The other one is the Untold podcast, which is fairly new. It's a podcast with Chris and Ash. And we are talking about serious, serious matters here in society when it comes to mindset, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to the struggles that we face from day to day. And the feedback that we're getting on that is so overwhelming. It feels like that one is more suitable to what I'm going through at the moment. So while this podcast is going away in its current format, it is being replaced by the Untold podcast that I am still in and still an active part of every week, every Thursday. And we'll have bonus episodes from time to time as well. That's in a podcast studio. It's a real deal. So it's no longer me in the kitchen. You see what's happening? I'm taking it away. I'm stepping out from being this guy, this hustler guy, the guy next door. Yes, I'm still the guy next door, but I'm the guy next door that's shown you exactly how you can be and grow to a director, a person of influence, a person that can sell out a show in Brighton, a person that can go 300 miles away and sell out a show in Manchester, a guy that can launch a program and have hundreds of people sign up on it just off the back of my word, a guy that wakes up at 5 a.m., tells a bunch of people, and a bunch of people decide to wake up at 5 a.m. You see how overwhelming this could be? But it feels like I've got a voice all of a sudden. So that's what we're doing. I'm stepping into those bleeding shoes. And I'm going to be the best director of a TikTok agency that I can be. And you watch me go, because I can be a good one. Luke and I, we know exactly what we're doing. We've built this team that are freaking unbelievable. I'm bringing my wife along, who is a machine at this stuff. Me and Luke are partners that should have been partners years and years and years ago, but we found each other on this thing and away we go. We've got a wider management structure where we are family on this. We've got a whole team of affiliates that are helping us mentor, that are out of this world, that I love dearly. One of which is Ron Reed, who is this interview. It's been a hell of a ride. And look, I'm going to talk more about this next week because I've rattled on for 8 minutes already. So we want to focus on Ron on this one, right? Ron is a hell of a guy. And if you catch last week's episode, how inspiring is he? I mean, the hours that he works, insane. The sacrifice he's made to better himself, the comfort zones that he stepped out of to constantly grow and grow and grow. And the guy is unbelievable. Not only that, though, he's a lovely saint of a man who understands the value in giving back. So he's a mentor in our platform. And he teaches people 2-3 times a week on how to better their content, how to better their mindset. Ron is always there. Look, and I know that if I had a matter or something went wrong tomorrow and I called Ron up and said, I need you, he'd be in Brighton as quick as he could be. And that's a mark of the man. And that's why I'm lucky to call him a friend. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into the second half of this interview. And if you're a TikTok shop affiliate, just listen to Ron, right? Because Ron is one of the biggest affiliates on the platform and his story matters. Listen to the strife that the guy went through early doors. Now listen to the sacrifice he makes now. The only difference is now is that he's realizing exactly how much money he could make and there's no ceiling on this bleeding thing. So sit back, listen to the interview. I'll see you on the other side. I love this guy. Roll him.
Mate, I was told at one point there's probably about 3 people in China that know the algorithm for TikTok. Yeah. That's it. That's it. It nobody knows. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to be picked up, then you will be picked up, right? And you could have the best video you've ever made out there. And I've done it where you spent hours producing it and editing it and it'll sit there and get 200 views.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do a really rubbish one where you stand in there for 15 seconds and you can hit 10 million views. Exactly. There is just no rhyme or reason to it.
Exactly right. And you've seen it. How many times have you seen a viral post or a post that's popping off and making thousands and thousands of pounds? And you're watching it and going, if I was content reviewing now, I'd hammer the life out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we had one early doors in our community where I think It was on a magnesium, and that went viral. And it was one of the first videos, and it was so lovely that it went viral. But like you said, if you'd have actually sit down and critique that, you could probably take a lot, improve that quite a lot. But at that time, that's what the algorithm wanted, right?
Exactly right. And that's what we teach, isn't it? Make your content as good as it can possibly be. Make as many posts as you possibly can. And when that dice rolls on your number, it's a decent post. That's all you can hope for.
Yeah. But I think it's important to say as well that, look, not everybody is going to make it. Not everybody's going to have that luck, and people will struggle, and it's not your fault. It's not your fault because you are putting in the effort, you are turning up, you are doing your videos, but unless that algorithm picks you up, then, you know, you might struggle. So if you are having that, then don't blame yourself. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just keep going. Just keep plodding. You never know. It just takes one video. That's all it takes.
That's really good, mate. And I completely agree. And what I say to people is posting on TikTok is like trying to lose weight. You only care about your money.
Yeah.
When you're losing weight, you only care about your weight. There's so much good stuff that happens before the scales change number.
Yeah.
And the same with TikTok. There's so much good stuff that happens before the money comes in. Confidence is the one. Confidence.
100%.
Mate, we've got this event on the 21st of February, haven't we?
Looking forward to it.
It's going to be really, really good. And I've said to everyone that's coming, 6 months ago, I'm pretty confident I would have walked into that room. Everyone would have been staring at their feet, shuffling their feet, and it would have been quiet as a mouse. I have no doubt, mate, that when we get to that thing, that room is going to be freaking loud. The personalities are through the roof. And then as a result of TikTok.
Do you know what? So I was at a Tik marketing event a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we met a lot of our community for the first time, and the confidence you could see on their faces there. And the room definitely wasn't quiet. It definitely wasn't quiet. And a lot of those meeting for the first time as well. And I absolutely loved meeting them all as well. And it was absolutely incredible to see their confidence come through at that event. And some of them won awards as well, Des.
Yeah.
On that, you know, they've only been doing this a few months and some of them won awards.
Yeah, mate. I talked about that on a previous post. I'm so proud of that, Ron. I'm so proud. It's people that me and you taught that are winning awards at a massive agency event.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? It really is. It's a fluffy feeling, mate.
It is a fluffy feeling. It is. And it's a shame, right? Because those very people that won those awards, they're not necessarily still making big money. But they have come so bleeding far, and the personal growth in them and their ability now to film a post like that, edit it like that, have their own style, know what makes work, know what doesn't. And it's just, it's such a lovely thing to be able to teach people, isn't it?
It really, really is. I think, you know, something else I want to touch on, mate, if it's okay with you.
Yeah.
When you are looking, if you're starting a TikTok journey and you're looking for finding a community that can help you, make sure you're looking for the right community. There's some real sharks out there on TikTok right now that are charging an absolute fortune for nothing. They hook you in with you know, free courses and sell all of a sudden £150 a month,
which is
ridiculous money. Do your research, 100%. Do your research. Even if you're not coming into our community, make sure you're doing your research and don't get yourself ripped off.
Exactly right, mate. Exactly right. I'm so proud of the fact that if you look at my numbers, zeros across the board. But what I've done is aligned myself with people like you. And instead of showing my numbers, instead of sitting behind a green screen of my bleeding numbers, I can show you the money we've helped make other people.
So and that's what it's all about, right?
Exactly right.
No, there's one person on there that's got results up there from September.
He's on there today, mate. He's gone live now.
Is he?
And he's basically showing GMV for the first week in December.
Yeah, I did pick him up on it and he ignored me.
You know when you can scroll through and they don't know that you're watching their live because you haven't tapped? I just sat there lurking for a few minutes. Mate, no one was in there. Honestly, he was on his own whistling to himself. Anyway, they're staying in, by the way. I'm not editing that out. He can stay
in. No, that's fine. You keep it in, mate. You keep it in. That's fine. I'm happy with that, mate.
Right. You also work full time. I think people might be surprised by this. This isn't your full time game, is it?
Not yet.
talk me through a regular day in Ron's world.
All right. So, regular day in my world is up at 5:15. I'm in the studio for about 5:45. get myself ready for my live. I normally do my weekday lives between 6 and 8 in the morning, which I absolutely love. I love that early crowd. We have a good interaction. I've got my regulars that come in, which is absolutely great.
Mate, you can't get out, haven't you? That's your zone, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Then the school run. You know, I've got my lad. He's only 12, so I have to take him to school. Then come back. Then I manage to actually get a shower before I actually start work. And sometimes I'm out on the road. Like today, I've been out on the road. I've been up. I was out all day today, out of the house. Some days I'm working from home. It's at lunchtime. I can probably pop in and do one or two videos, but most of the time I'm out.
Yeah.
So normally come home for about 5, into the studio, get a few videos done. And then sometimes I'm live at night as well.
You are.
So like last night,
in the community as well, didn't you?
Yeah, and calls in the community as well. So obviously we got 2 calls in the community every week as well. We're popping onto school. We're answering questions in school as well, yeah, in the community. I was live last night. I finished at 10:15. I was live again this morning at 6 o'clock. So, but you know what, Des? I think you've made a similar point to this, right? Put your hard work in now, right? If you put your hard work in now, you can get the rewards down the line where you don't have to put in as much hard work, right?
Yeah.
You still got to work of it. Obviously, nothing comes for free.
Yeah, of course.
But at the beginning, it's always going to be harder work.
You're right. You're exactly right. Nothing. You can't have side hustles and passive income. They contradict each other. It just doesn't happen. You work for that. You work for that. We're not in that zone yet, mate. We'll bloody be there, Rod. We'll bloody be there.
Yeah, I believe it, mate. I do.
Because whatever business model you go into, it's just a foot in the door. What you end up with, Jesus Christ, mate. Today, funny enough, I'm going to do a post on this. Today, I started talking to Luke about a potential business opportunity where we've got a funnel in place. And if we have some people do this and this, it creates another funnel. So we'd have 2 separate funnels coming in. And I stopped and I said, 2 years ago, I was selling freaking used books from a charity shop on Amazon. What's happened here?
Oh, mate. Do you know what? I know what you mean, because I'm constantly looking for other income streams. Right. And whereas before, you know, I actually had a little small business with my wife, and which we closed down. It was falling away anyway, because it was an eBay sticker business that we built from scratch. We'd had it for about 10 years, but I think we'd fallen out of love with it a little bit as well, and it was actually whittling away. So that's when I started the TikTok. But I've always said to myself, I don't want to stick with that one income stream. And I think it's dangerous to stick with one income stream, because if one fails, then that's it, all game over, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I want at least 6 income streams.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find my way towards the right ones. Again, it's quite difficult because I'm working full time, but I'm not making that as an excuse, you know?
Yeah. So mate, what sort of things you got in mind?
This is the problem. So I want to do some maybe some YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's a little bit more planned, more down the line. I want to have a look at some products as well that I can maybe find, source, and get others to sell on TikTok for me.
Yeah.
Because that's another good one. I've got some digital marketing that I want to look at as well.
Yeah.
I've actually bought a course for digital marketing, which has been sat there now for 2 months and I've done nothing with it.
Okay.
So I could actually look at that and then repost that and then and resell that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's just to start with. But I want to find some more sustainable stuff. But, and obviously we've got the community stuff as well that we do, Des.
Yeah, we have.
You know, so, but I want to find some more sustainable stuff. And if I was to leave my job eventually, the qualification I've got, I can probably do some contracting work out from that as well. So, you know, there's always a balance to earn some cash, right?
Definitely right, mate. Definitely right. It is a foot in the door and you're building networks. I mean, you're already connected with not just the agency, but the people in that agency are ridiculously, well, some of them are just straight up geniuses, aren't they? Jack is a genius.
Yeah, they are, absolutely.
Jack is a wizard when it comes to this stuff. But it's, you're right, mate. You're exactly right. All it takes is Musk to take over TikTok. And you never know, mate, he's in Trump's pocket and Trump wants 50%. It won't take much. You don't know how this ship is going to go. You don't.
No.
So it's important, mate. So with you, what's so lovely, mate, your personal branding becomes easy because TikTok have actually been to see you and you're already everywhere, not as a TikTok seller, as a geezer that's made money. It's different, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
People can come to you, mate, and say, teach me how to do what you do.
And I think I'm trying to build on my personal brand more. So I've tried this month as well. So rather than having my account as just a sales account, I've now started putting some personal videos on there a little bit more as well when I can find the time to get them in. I want to do more of that.
Yeah.
I've got my backup account, as you call it, where I was doing a lot more personal stuff on there. But I'm thinking now I want to maybe try and build that main page to be able to get that personal brand on there as well. I think when you first start, I wouldn't worry about your personal brand at all. Personally, I think you just build your account and get your sales and get your money in. But when you can start building that personal brand, I think if you can, then why not?
Exactly right. Exactly right. We're recommending now that people do like a non-shoppable post. And what people are finding easy is this is my TikTok affiliate journey.
Yeah.
Which is the building blocks to a personal brand anyway, isn't it? To be honest with you.
Yeah.
My Claire, what she started doing is just posting pictures of the dog. Which is fine. But it's, I think it is important. I think what's really, really vital, and I talk about this a lot, and I don't think people pay enough attention, to be honest, is to know who your audience is. Know who it is that you're talking to. You said it yourself, mate. 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning, you get regulars. That's your audience, mate. People know who you are.
Absolutely. We get people coming off night shifts that, and we've got people waking up. And it's just nice. And they all come in and say hello, and you know them, and you're saying hello back. And I tell you what, though, if you get a troll, they've got your back in there as well.
Ah, yeah, nice. Nice, nice. I love it. I got a DM from somebody the other day who disappointed because I didn't advise them on how to cancel school, even though, Google's a thing, Ron.
It's not difficult, though, mate.
Exactly.
To be fair.
Especially on a platform where I say nearly every day, I don't DM you. So it's a tricky one. And I got a post saying that I'm going to create a post to warn others about you. And I thought, all right, all the best. That's not going to go very well, is it?
No. Do you know what? I love a troll on a live, though. If you get a troll on a live, if I'm feeling in a good mood, I'll play with them for a bit.
Yeah.
As you do, because it does help your algorithm as well. So if they, as long as they're not being obnoxious and not being rude, I will play with them. I'll play with them as much as possible. And sometimes you can turn those trolls into sales as well.
That's it, mate. That's it. Go on, talk us through one of those.
So I've had somebody coming in and he was really trying to slate vitamin D 3K2.
How dare he?
You've literally got to stay indoors with your windows shut and your curtains closed and not eating any food to not up top up your vitamin D levels. And we was having this back and to and fro, to and fro, to and fro. And I said, you're on about going outside. You've got to be outside for 15 to 30 minutes every single day with the daylight on your naked skin to be able to top up your vitamin D levels naturally. And you're saying about eating fruit. There's no vitamin D in fruit. So you don't know what you're talking about. So I said, how are you feeling? Well, I feel a bit low. I don't get enough sleep. I'm just feeling a bit well. I said, well, you might need some vitamin D3, K2. All right, and I'll buy some then.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I hope he feels better.
Yeah. But, I love it as well. But also, I do get the odd time when I just tell him to pee off. But the good thing is I say to him, look, at the end of the day, I've got all the control in the world because I've got this little button here that says block.
Mate, this is the thing. On lives, and I understand it because it's horrible when you get those sorts of comments because there's always one that they'll never know how much it's actually played into an insecurity that you've got that no universe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's always one. But when you're live, they can't talk. It's text only. You're the only one with the microphone and you've got the ability to block them. It is, honestly, they might as well be pissing in the wind.
Yeah, and all the while they're typing away. It's helping your algorithm, right?
Yes. No, I don't know. So go on.
I use that. The latest one I've used at the moment though, is especially if I do a late one at night. Oh, look, mummy's calling you. You need to go to bed now because, you're being a little bit of a child and mummy's telling you it's bedtime.
That's good. That is good. So what's the biggest lesson you probably learned about yourself? We're going deep now, Ron. So you've had 14, 15 months of significant growth, but you've also learned a skill from scratch that it turns out you're a wizard at. So what is the biggest bit?
I think there's a few, Des, if I'm honest. Confidence is one that I never thought I would have the confidence. I'm quite a shy person, right? And I don't come across as shy. I'm one of these people that's quite loud, when I meet you and stuff like that. But inside I'm dying quite a lot, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I've got a lot less of that now. I've actually don't get that now. I'm actually really, really confident. I can walk into a room, hold my head up high, and talk to absolutely anybody. And I wouldn't have been able to do that unless I was on this platform. The other thing as well is I've found something deep inside me that I can't explain, right? That I've looked at my inner soul to find me, if that makes sense. Yeah. But it's difficult to explain. Yeah. It's just given me that mindset and that confidence. It's incredible.
Mate, I relate to that. I think that's probably more common than you think, you know. Well, I certainly feel it. I had to go to therapy because it felt I needed to understand more of who I was, because I felt like the person I thought I was actually ready to hold me back. You know what I mean?
100%. 100, mate, 100%. I totally 100% get you. I mean, I remember when you did your post on the balcony in Dubai, right? Yeah. And I did a post a couple of weeks later on the back of your post. And, you know, because that your post hit me. It really hit me. And I was like, you know what? That's me. That's me. And you know what? It's okay not to be okay. Mm. And find it quite hard to express ourselves, right? But doing this it's really changed me completely in so many ways, in finding that deeper inside, finding myself deep inside, finding that confidence, and having that positivity to go forwards.
Yeah. No, I get it. I do. Because you and I are of similar backgrounds.
Yeah.
We're not miles away from age from each other. And I said this to Jack, funny enough, because Jack's very much, let's make money as fast as we can. And I've had to say to him, mate, I'm glad I'm making money slowly, because I would be that lottery winner that pisses it away 2 weeks later. You know, I've had to learn so much about myself in order to keep any money that I've earned and not piss it down the wall. And I think that's it. And it all comes down to being worthy of it. It all comes down to being worthy of money.
I agree with that. You know, I'm pretty similar. I've not spent a lot of the money that I've made. I've treated myself to one or two things, and that's it. I'm frightened to spend the money now. It's there, right? And it's nice now. If I do want to go and get something, I know it's there, but I don't want to spend it. But it's just having the knowledge that the money's that sat there that I can go and use if I need to.
Definitely, definitely. And the quitting the job, mate, it's such a big, big step. And you're losing a safety blanket that you have spent 20 to 30 years in building, which includes benefits and pensions, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I could quit my job tomorrow financially.
Yeah.
But it is, like you said, it's that guaranteed income. It's that regular income. And when you've got family, you know, you've got to put that first, right?
Yeah.
However, it'll come.
Yeah.
I've been there 25 years as well, Des. So I'm sort of institutionalized there as well. You know what I mean? So
this is it. And we're of that age now where all of a sudden any pension that you've been saving into, all of a sudden you're in the higher investment bracket. So the money starts earning better than it had done for the first 20 years of your career.
Yeah, exactly that, mate.
It took you a long time to get to that place, and it's one of those. But he's right in so many ways as well, where he says it's quitting that job that gives you the fear to then kick on. That's true as well.
Yeah, because you know, if you quit that job, you know it's on you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know more than me, Des, because you've done it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a story to come on this, by the way, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's on you to make sure that you get that income in. So it does, I think it definitely would make me work harder, and it would definitely make me go out and find more income streams.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, whether you like it or not, you start then, you're chasing the money. The money doesn't come to you. Like it does in your day job. You're actually chasing it.
Yeah.
But, mate, you're working 12 hours a day every single day on your two jobs. There's the element that says, well, if you work 12 hours a day solely on TikTok, the capacity for earning is off the charts. In reality, you're not going to work 12 hours a day, are you?
No. But what I could do essentially is, you know, not do any lives in the evenings.
Yeah.
I could do a live and a couple of lives during the week, during the day, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that then frees up my evenings to then do stuff that I want to do and enjoy.
Exactly right.
Because I think that's really important as well. When you've got that time to be able to do it, there's, you know, to be able to enjoy and put yourself first a little bit as well. And I've started to learn that more recently. So yes, I'm working very, very hard now. I am taking those little moments out now for myself to be able to do little bits and bobs that I want to do. And I would do more. If I wasn't working, I would definitely do more. I'd work during the day. And I know you say it, right? I'm sat here having a coffee now. I could do that because I work for myself, doing my own job. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that's really important. But you also need to, I know I need to work hard to keep that income coming as well.
This is it, mate. This is it. I'm of a mindset, right? About 80% of everything I do should be marketed. This podcast is one of them. This is marketing for me. And it's ironic because I'm sitting there, like you say, I'm having a coffee and I'm saying, I'm not at work right now. I'm filming myself. Of course I'm bloody working. That's work.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, you're right. You're
it's
right.
It's nuts, isn't it? But again, it just doesn't feel like it because it's something that you enjoy doing. And again, you're motivated. It's harder to stop when it's something that you enjoy. My day job, it was harder to work. Now it's harder to stop. But you're right, mate. I get to do school runs. Two of my kids are a good 35 to 40 minutes away. So a school run for me is close to hour and a half, 2 hours. You know, if it wasn't for this, I wouldn't even be able to do those school runs.
Yeah.
And if I'm seeing my kids half the time, I want to see them as much as I possibly can. Well, they're so little, mate. That's the thing for me. But it's, I think you're right. We spoke, didn't we, before we pushed record here. You're taking this weekend off.
Yeah.
I'm about to basically tell everybody I know I'm going cold turkey on Sundays. It's only one day a week. They can live without me.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think it's really important. I think it's really important. You need that. If you can have that family time, you can have that personal time, then make sure you do. I mean, this month I've worked flat out the whole month. I had some personal targets I wanted to hit, which I'm going to hit. I'm going to surpass those. Well, and I said to myself, right, Saturday is the first of the month. So I'm sure it's Saturday is the first of the month anyway, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'm going to have 3 days off. And I need to rest my voice as well. I've got to look after this too. This is an important asset, right?
That's a commodity, man. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, so, I want to be able to do some stuff that I want to do. I've got stuff to catch up with. I'll probably end up doing some DIY and stuff over the weekend. So I won't be resting, but, you know, I will have that weekend off.
Yeah, don't do any sanding. Put a mask on, for God's sake.
Yeah. And I'm also, you know, February as well, I've got a cruise coming up in February after your event, Des. You know, I'm away for four nights on a cruise. So that's going to be, yes. And I've said to myself, I'm doing nothing. So I might do some vlogging for the cruise, but I'm doing nothing TikTok related. I'm going to have those 4 or 5 days off and just recharge.
That's a lovely idea, mate. And again, it can be, some easy vlogs of look what TikTok got me. You know, it's that's really nice.
Yeah.
For someone listening who wants to get involved in TikTok affiliate, but they don't have a clue where to start, where to begin, what would you say?
I'd say, don't have a look. Don't have a look at other people doing it, right? First and foremost, have a look and see what it's all about. Don't jump into something straight head first if you're not sure what it is. If you find a good community that can help you along the way, like our community, and yes, this probably is a little bit of a sales pitch to come into our community. It is a fantastic community. It really, really is. You get that support and your backup, and then you've got your questions, you can get them answered. No problem. Be yourself, be authentic. That's super important, to be yourself and be authentic. People will see straight through you otherwise. They really, really will. And, you know, you might not have that confidence to start with. You might not, but that will come. And for goodness sake, don't view watch. That's the worst thing you can do. Sit there and think, I've only got 100 views. I've only got 200 views. It drives you insane. It really, really does. I've done it many, many times. So now I do a post and it gets what it gets. You know, sometimes I get stuff that gets 150 views. Sometimes I get stuff that gets 1 million views. All right, when you get the million ones, you watch those, I have to say. But
but it's impossible. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. But it's like someone saying, don't think of an elephant. It's just impossible, isn't it?
It is.
You're so wrong. I think the authentic thing is bang on. Is bang on. There are elements, and we get it. This is it. We're real people. We get it. There's some, maybe your day job doesn't want, it won't allow you to be as authentic as you want to be.
Yeah.
I was a civil servant, public sector. I couldn't say shit. The word shit. You know what I mean? Just in case. Just in case. Now I can say it. Yeah. That's why I said it out loud. But yeah, people love you for you. That's exactly it. And it's you being you that makes you unique.
Yeah.
Nothing else will stand you out, because if you can't pretend to be someone else, there's already someone like that. And most people pretend to be that person, that bland person. Be you, be unashamedly you, and that's what will stand you out.
Yeah. I remember when I first started, when I was first started doing this, Des, and I was speaking to my friend, and my friend said, well, why are you doing this? You're not a salesperson. You didn't understand the whole TikTok concept and stuff like that. Why are people going to buy from you? I said, because I'm going to be myself. And that's it.
Yeah.
And we actually haven't spoken that much since, if I'm honest, but which is a shame because we've been friends for 40 years. But
that's the other thing that this game shows you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a sad fact of this game, isn't it? Is that the people that surround you in your current life, once you get successful, they might not be there.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. You do lose people along the way, which is a shame, mate. But you also make brilliant new connections, Des, you know, like yourself, you know what I mean? So,
back at you, mate. You do. And again, the growth that I've had in me since meeting you and the other guys as well, the team that we've got together, mate, what a team.
It's a special team, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
Yeah.
I love it. Right then, let's have a couple of quick fires.
Go on then, fire away.
Favorite product?
Nutrition Geeks.
Love it. Which post are you most proud of?
Vegetable chopper.
What bit of software or hardware is most vital to you?
CapCut.
Oh, yeah, I like it. If you could collaborate with any brand or any influencer that you haven't already, who would it be?
That's quite a tricky one, if I'm honest. Oh, goodness me. I don't know. Probably something big, some electrical brand, like someone like Apple or someone like that.
Nice. And Big George.
Yeah, Big George. Yeah, I'd love to do a live with Big George, actually. I think he's absolutely brilliant. He's hilarious.
Yeah, mate. Big George, if you're listening, mate, please come on. Please reach out. I love you, man. I love you. What is the one thing about affiliate marketing that surprised you? Something you weren't expecting?
Meeting new connections, brilliant new connections, and making really good lifelong friends.
Yeah. Mate, nice. Yeah, good answers. Good answers. All right, let's close it off, shall we? We've covered that. Ignore that one. Are there any particular moments that you are grateful for?
The first video I watched of Jack telling me to come and change my life.
Yeah, nice.
You know, I can't forget that moment.
No.
Because without watching that video, I was made to watch it for a reason, Des.
It's true. And he's got such a way about him, such a captivating way about him.
He's got such an I can't even say it, but yeah, he's got that way about him where he's sort of, and believable, he's so believable, he just brings you in and hooks you in. And so that'd be it for me.
Me and Claire both say this, you get off a call with Jack and you feel like you can take on the world. He's got that.
Yes, him. You do. You could have to be having the most crap day you're going, and then you've come off a call with him, and it's like, right, that's it. I'm ready to go now.
That's it. No, you're exactly right. Right, I love it. Okay, mate, last one. What's the one piece of advice? What's the one overriding message that you want to leave for the three people that are listening?
Have confidence and belief in yourself. You can do these things. You really, really can. No, you'll have your down days. You have your days where you don't want to go on, you don't want to pick up your camera, but just have that self-belief, you know, change your stars, but also have that big belief in yourself.
Yeah, exactly right. Stop thinking that you're as downtrodden as your job or your network might make you think you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well said, mate. I think that's the best way to end it. Ron, what a pleasure, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Ron.
Cheers, Des.
And there we go. call it a day. That you've just listened to was the last ever interview of the Goodbye Poor Hello Rich show. And I'm made up that it's Ron. Like I say, I met Ron around about September last year. I'd seen him all over TikTok. How could you not? I knew I liked the guy the second I met him. And again, just an absolute, well, lovely, lovely guy. Let's roll on, shall we, next week? Woo-hoo! The last one. No guests, just a sign-off from this guy, from the kitchen, for old time's sake. So, have a lovely, lovely week. Look, the Untold podcast is a hell of a show. Give that a listen, will you? Go and subscribe to that. If you want to hear more about what we're doing in the TikTok space, Luke's podcast is out of this world. He's charting most weeks as well. We're kicking on. We've got some big, big, big things coming in. And you know this, because if you've been listening all this time, that's kind of the thing that I do now, isn't it? Right. Have a lovely week. I'll see you next week. Take care. Ta-da.